At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Time for the Cowboys news of the evening, the C-note here. And there's so many good topics going around. Just 3 days into training camp. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Yeah, we got Howie Roseman talking, Eagles GM. I think the best GM in football. I mean, he's got the best owner in football backing him, so it's easy. If you want to win a Super Bowl in today's game, all you need is your owner to give you hundreds of millions of dollars to buy contracts, and you have way more good players than everybody else,
yeah.
And you make the Chiefs look pedestrian in the Super Bowl. Anyway, here's Roseman on a more subtle and nuanced part of his gig and the importance of getting deals done early.
When you talk about culture, and I think that's like a big picture word that a lot of people throw around, and it's hard to really define what that means, but I think from our perspective, when people understand that when they start here, that they have an opportunity to continue here and get rewarded here, it's incredibly important so that when you draft guys, you can show them examples. If you do the right thing on and off the field, we're going to make sure that we keep you here and maybe even have a chance to finish your career here. And I think that just from our perspective, and everyone's got to do things their own way. I'm not saying it's perfect. We make a lot of mistakes. But from our way, that's a core tenet of what we're trying to do here. We're trying to draft, develop, sign. And when you do that with players, your opportunity to set up continuity, your ability to really set up leaders for your football team going forward who can show young players the way and how we do things, I think that gives you a chance to be special.
Man, I'm glad we don't have to listen to him during press conferences because that is not a very impressive or entertaining voice.
Kind of nasally, huh?
Yeah, he is doing a great job. I don't know. I don't think that matters. In everything he said, I think the Cowboys are doing just fine at that. Their players know that eventually we're going to get rewarded. Yeah. While we have to wait, it's annoying. But Dak had the line of the week on it yesterday where he was like, I'm confident. I've been around here. I know how things go. Mike is going to get paid.
Yeah.
But there was definitely, I'd say, like irritation in his voice,
sure,
when asked about it. I mean, I think they probably also were like, yeah, why does it have to be this way? Mm-hmm. Like, why are we showing up to training camp? And that's going to be obviously what everyone's going to ask about. When you have an off season for a reason, and it's to get the business side of it done there, yeah. And the Cowboys like to just have that bleed into the season. Like, I mean, sure, they're not the only team, right? I mean, we know what's going on in Cincinnati. Terry McLaurin's got this going on in Washington right now. San Francisco is battling with some stuff with Juwan Jennings at wide receiver and some others. So it's not like the Cowboys are alone in this, but it does seem like it's always the marquee players, whether it was you go back to Zeke, Amari Cooper, CD, Dak, Zach Martin holding out a couple of years ago. It's kind of like, guys, I mean, could we maybe put the focus on football? And would it behoove you to get this thing done sooner? Or, I mean, it's not even a case of sooner, just before we get to training camp, or maybe the first day of training camp instead of the day of the season opener.
Yeah, I guess, you know, my issue would be, you know, while the Bengals do it, they're trying to grind a guy down, right? And be like, no, we're not. The Steelers, they had TJ Watt threatening a holdout. They get him at $108 million guaranteed instead of $125 to Myles Garrett, right? I feel like the Cowboys drag these things out and they cave and still give the most. Mm-hmm. Like, that's my main problem with it is if you're going to drag these things out, there better be like a salary cap advantage. But I just think like either they're too busy or they're enjoying watching the media talk about it repetitively, and you know, that's the explanation for why. If you're gonna make players sweat this thing out like this and really grind them down and make them feel like, wow, you know what's going on here, then you know, there should be a bigger contract winning it for you.
Do you feel like that they maybe as a front office are struggling with giving the player the money? And I mean, not paying them, but I mean, they've got the money to give. They got the money more. They got more money than the Bengals. They got more money than the Steelers when it comes to being able to, you know, be able to give bonuses,
cash flow and stuff.
Yeah, cash flow. But do you think the thing that bogs the Cowboys down is not believing that the player is really worth that contract?
Maybe trying to get everybody convinced.
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem. And sorry, we'll check up.
No, you're good.
A Jared Sandler on you there.
No,
but I'm kind of in that mode of just being thinking. Like, I just wonder, and working in that organization for 14 years, uh-huh. I just wonder because we were so hurry up and wait. Everything we did was hurry up and wait.
Yeah, I think that everything is the little people to them, whether it's a .com department or the players. They just they don't have a lot of urgency about taking care of anything because they're living like an eccentric billionaire life.
Well, it's to me, the
stuff that we heard about the Mike McCarthy week, wasn't that just bizarre?
Yeah, I honestly think that there's. Yeah, I just remember working for .com and people giving me this, that Jerry was like, is Dak really our guy? Is Dak really, are we really going to, on Monday mornings, are we really going to do this? You know, and then it turns into, there's that question of, are we really going to do this? And it turns into waiting for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Because somebody like, okay, Jerry doesn't want to do it. And he's letting it be known, I'm really not interested in doing this. Mm. And somebody in the organization's like, listen, Jerry doesn't want to do this. Let's wait for 3 or 4 weeks, and we'll circle back here.
Yeah,
you know. And so now you've got people in the organization that are saying, well, okay, hey Jerry, we want to, or maybe it's Steven. Maybe it's Jerry saying, you know, hey, well, I'd like to get this in, but hey, but Dad, if we do this, this is what's going to happen to us. So now it turns into 3 or 4 more.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Weeks of, let's let things kind of simmer down. Let's take another look at this. Let's not make a rash or hard decision.
They like the status quo, you know?
Yeah. I think there's times in this organization where they really do, when the higher ups are not totally on board with the signing,
yeah,
that it paralyzes them for a month.
I could definitely see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if you could be onto something and Steven could have had his mind changed. And maybe that does have some sway to Jerry. I mean, my understanding of it, and Brian, we've heard, there are certainly people at the Star in Frisco
that have whispered,
hey, should we trade Micah Parsons? Is it worth paying a guy like Micah Parsons that amount of money?
It would be a huge mistake if you give this guy $40 million.
But anybody with the name Jones has not had that sentiment.
That's exactly right. And now you've got people who the Jones trust, who are in that circle of trust, are saying, do we really want to do this? And now you're creating doubt. And so there's people like, yes, we want to do this. And then there's others like, but why? And now it's like, well, let's wait 3 weeks and we'll all be like simmered down and, you know, and kind of, you know, figure this out. And then by that time, you know, like 3 weeks do go by. And next you know, it's like, well, we're up against it. Training camp. Here we are. That kind of thing. But
Steven's also been stressing Micah's under contract. Like, he did an interview with DallasCowboys.com.
Exactly.
And to him, maybe
they say it on the platform out here, right? To my right. They say it every single time. Hey, let's be known. All these players are under contract. All the players who are supposed to be under contract, you know, they're all here, but let's, you know, and that's that. I think there's paralyzing moments for this front office where Howie has the freedom to go and do what he wants to do.
There you go.
He doesn't have one guy with a vision. Yeah, I mean, the Cowboys, Jerry even said it himself. He loves to talk about it. He loves to solicit opinions. He loves it. He pisses the scouts off when he goes up there and says, DeMarco Murray, we love DeMarco Murray. Barry Switzer told me all about DeMarco Murray. We drafted DeMarco Murray because of Barry Switzer. And the scouts are like, what the hell were we doing? We're not telling you to go draft DeMarco. I mean, you know, he solicits, he's like talking to Parcells, he's talking to Ron Wolf, he's talking to Belichick. Hey, I wouldn't do this, Jerry. And then now Jerry goes back to Stevens like, you know, I was thinking about things, and I really don't know if we, you know. And so now it's the whole bogged down thing again.
Especially if you're doing things about the organization.
It is, you know, and you're doing all sorts of other businesses, from real estate to concessions and oil, and you just don't have time to really lock in. Well,
when you wait three more weeks, like, okay, let's circle back on this because Big Jerry doesn't want to do the deal now. Let's let everything simmer down, and we'll figure this thing out in about 3 weeks.
But you're really smart to point out that they're all saying our guys are under contract, and Mike is at $24 million. He's only asking for $19 more or $18 more or something like that. But that's the most interesting way to advance this conversation. Like, how do they get to week one without a deal being done? It's Mike is like, well, fine, it's $24, and the Cowboys are like, you're under contract, so let's do this. They have not let any star players go. That's why I'm highly cynical, and I would put the probabilities in the low 1% if you even get to one that they would consider letting him go. But, Brian, let me just lay this out for you real quick. What if he's not under contract, Ezeraku's the real deal, and Sam Williams is everything that CeeDee, Dak, and Shoddy are saying he's going to be? I think midway through the season, this could get very interesting if you have more than enough pass rush, especially if you're not winning, you know, because trading to a contender, like, that's... You know, if Ezeraku is amazing and he plays run and pass, and Sam Williams can do that as well.
Or Fowler.
You could say, hey, we don't have the $200 million that we'd love to allocate. We're not in a winning situation right now. And if we get picks and financial flexibility, maybe we could do more long-term good with our roster.
I just wonder if there's people in the organization that the whole thing with Dak, that they're having the buyer's remorse, that they could have let that thing ride. I mean, you guys on the show.
I hope so.
You guys were like telling me, Broadus, let this thing ride. Let it ride. I mean, we'll go out and find another quarterback. It might not be pretty right off the jump, but let's let this thing ride. It'll give us flexibility. We'll find the quarterback. We're probably going to suck for a couple of years, but we'll find the quarterback here.
And that's when the status quo benefits the player, right? The status quo is annoying to the player waiting for the contract, but when you're halfway through that contract and the team should move on, that's when the status quo is going to benefit you. They don't want to move on from household names.
Mm-hmm. It just seemed the other day when Micah did that interview, and I think people have pointed this out, this is the first time I think that he has shown that this thing might not get done. That's the first time his body language, if you were looking at how he was standing there and talking, he was, you know, he was really, Diggs was there defending himself. He's already under contract. You know, Diggs was defending all the stuff that, but Micah was in a whole nother situation. Mike is in that whole other look of like, wait a minute, I don't have a deal done, and I'm supposed to be one of their best players, and they're having doubts about me being one of their best players. You know, that I think that was the first time he had the realization that maybe this thing might not get done.
All righty, it's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Our training camp coverage continues with Broadus and Oxnard. The four of us will be in Oxnard next week with L.A. back here in the Pimp Cup at Master Control. Is Carter Freeman out there, too? Is he
Carter's here with us today.
Creating content for us out there?
Yeah, right, absolutely, yeah.
Okay, we're coming back with Krusty's Corner, buddy. Where are you taking us?
All right, guys, I've talked about enough football. What we're going to do is, how well do you know your Dallas Cowboys? It's a Friday game. We'll do that next.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.